Good morning, Second Service. Good to see you today. And if you have your Bible, Psalm chapter 1, the first division of the Psalms. A new series this morning as we begin to talk about God giving us a song that our souls can sing regardless of our circumstances. Life is a lot like the sea. Some days it's very calm and inviting. Other days it's storm-tossed, it's rough, and our little ship seems like it's going to sink. But I've come today to declare to you that God has given every one of His children a song to sing regardless of the circumstances. So Psalm chapter 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scorners. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. We serve a holy, awesome, mighty God this morning. Our Father is a good, good Father. Every good and perfect gift is ours because God's heart is tuned to our need and turned to our lives. He watches over us all. Life is complicated. Life is complex. But life can be filled with the joy of the Lord. And this psalm is an invitation for you and for me to come before Him and say, oh God, I need a blessing. When you come to the Old Testament, the word blessing actually has several interchangeable words. Sometimes we find the word happy. Happy is the man that. Sometimes we find the word content. Content is the person. Sometimes we find the word fulfilled. My life is blessed or fulfilled by God. Sometimes we find the word complete. I am blessed. I am made complete by what God has done and is doing in our lives. We get the idea that the passage that reads God supplies all of our needs through His riches and glory has a great deal to do with finances, and it does. But just as He meets our physical needs, God also meets our spiritual and our emotional needs. So I want to declare to you this morning that if you'll stay with us over the several weeks that we're going to look at the songs, the Psalms, that your soul will find satisfaction, contentment, fulfillment, and joy in a song that God has written especially for you. God writes songs for His children, and maybe today's song or psalm is just what you need. So let me take inventory. How many of you this morning could sure use a blessing? Everybody that's awake lifted your hand. Punch the person next to you and say, did you lift your hand? So you've admitted you need a blessing. Could I share from this psalm about three things that I think is necessary, that I think the psalm declares necessary for us to find our joy, our contentment, our happiness, our fulfillment, our completion in the Lord? And that's what a blessing is. Number one, the psalm declares that we must develop a crowd-resistant mentality. Let me say that again. A crowd-resistant mentality. What does that mean? It means, in very simple terms, we don't listen to what the crowd says, we don't go where the crowd goes, and we don't do what the crowd does. We must develop a crowd-resistant mentality. When Jesus was preaching the Sermon on the Mount, one of the distinctives that he laid out to the religious community was that there were two roads. One of them he simply called the broad road, the other the narrow road. That would be meaningful even if he was talking to every person. But in Matthew's gospel, Jesus is really speaking to the religious community of his day. And in that religious community, he said, some of you are on the broad road, and some of you are on the narrow road. And the broad road leads to destruction, and the narrow road leads to life everlasting. We could announce to the whole world, if they might listen this morning, that there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of destruction. But since the whole world didn't show up today, and you did, let me just tell this religious crowd, there's a broad road and there's a narrow road. And the broad road is entered by man's ability and man's aspirations and man's thoughts concerning himself. And the narrow road is a road entered by trusting Jesus Christ and Christ alone for redemption and salvation, justification and forgiveness of sin. So here it is. If you are God's child, if you are on the narrow road, your life is going to be up and down by human beings' presence. Just because we're in a world filled with humans and we're one of them, life has its tosses and its tumbles. But he said, first of all, be careful not to listen to what the crowd says. If you need encouragement or advice, seek someone who's been with Jesus. Seek someone who will tell you what God says. Listen to what the Lord has to say. Follow His voice. Why? His sheep hear His voice and they follow after Him. And He takes good care of them. He also says, don't go where the crowd goes. Now, I know we're in the world and you have to go to work and that's where the crowd goes, and you have to go shopping and that's where the crowd goes. But here's what he's really saying. Hang out with the holy as much as possible. Hang out with those who will lift you instead of drag you. Hang out with those who have a positive influence on your life instead of a negative one. Now, I'm not escaping the thought of evangelism. We're in the world. We're just not to be of the world. And just as a man would jump in the river to save a friend, but he would not stay so long as to jeopardize his own life, you're in the world to share the gospel. But don't be in the world for so long that you become like the world. In the world, you represent Jesus. But like the world, you represent the world. So if you really want to have a blessing in your life, you don't listen to what the crowd says, and you don't go where the crowd goes, and you don't do what the crowd does. The last verse in the book of Judges is that every man did what was right in his own eyes. I think the Psalms are very important to understand that he says, you don't act like, you don't look like, you don't go where, you don't talk like, you don't manifest the attitude, and you don't represent the action of this world, but rather you're here as ambassadors for Christ. So you want a blessing this morning? Begin to pray that in your heart and mind, God will develop a crowd resistant mentality, that you don't have to go along in order to get by, that you don't have to be of the world in order to be in the world, that you can be a standout and a stand up for the cause of Jesus Christ. Number two, you need to develop a one-track mind. James says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And that's what the psalmist is saying here. The mind that you and I need to have is a mind that delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on the Word of God day and night. Listen to this. When you find your joy in the Son of God, you will delight in the Word of God. When you find your joy in Jesus, you'll begin to delight in what God has to say in His Word. So here you're saying to me, well, Brother Don, how am I going to meditate day and night? How am I going to delight only in the Word of God? Don't you know I've got to get up in the morning and go to work? How about playing Scripture in your car? How about memorizing a verse every day or so and quoting it to yourself? How about praying instead of playing the radio? How about learning what God has said so you can live what you've learned and love what you've learned? Well, I can't carry a Bible with me all the time and read it. How about hiding it in your heart so that you might not sin against the Lord? It is amazing that you can hear a song that was popular when you were a teenager, not having heard it in several years, for some of us several decades, and still sing every word of the song, and it take you back to a time and a place. What if we received the engrafted Word of God in such a way that when trouble comes, when difficulty arises, when circumstances are not what we want them to be, when the situation is foul, that we could quote a verse that would take us back to a time and a place where the hand of God rested upon us? What if we could delight in the Word of God and think about it day and night? Would it just about ruin you for this world? And that, my friend, is what most of us really do need. So we develop a crowd-resistant mentality. And in the process, we develop a one-track mind. Churchill used to say a fanatic is somebody who can't change his mind and won't change the subject. We watch sporting events, and the people who pay hundreds of dollars to attend are called fans, and we celebrate them. And yet, when it comes to standing up for our faith, we are called fanatics, and we criticize them. I tell you, you and I need to be fanatical fans for the cause of Jesus Christ. We ought to delight in the things of God and meditate on those things day and night. And if we were to do so, we'd be fanatics. If we were to do so, we'd be strong fans. We'd cheer for God, and we'd cheer for His Word, and we'd stand and let our team spirit be known to the world in which we live in, and that'd be a blessing. Well, number three, we need to develop a weather-proof faith. There's one little word in verse 4. It's the word wind. Wind is going to blow no matter if you're a tree planted by the rivers or the chaff that gets blown away. The wind is still going to blow. Rough weather eventually comes to every life. The wind is going to blow. Oh, there are some calm days, but the wind will eventually blow. Some are planted by the river with roots deep into the ground. We are told that they do not bend or break. Some are like the chaff, that all it takes is a gust of wind and off in another direction it goes. The idea here is that every child of God that really wants to be a blessing, that really wants to find contentment, that really wants to be fulfilled, that really wants to experience the joy of the Lord, that really wants to be happy, they're going to be like a tree planted by the water of life. Their roots are going to go deep into the ground so that life's circumstances won't uproot them, but rather will prove them to be rooted deep and firm, not like the chaff that the wind blows away. I've often said I think there are at least two things necessary in every person's life to make it through in joyful fashion. Number one, you've got to have a faith that's strong. Number two, and I hope you say amen to this, you need to be in a fellowship that's strong. A faith that's singular, my faith in God. A fellowship that's plural. I need to be surrounded by godly people who will bear me up, pray for me, come to my rescue, stand beside me, and honestly, when I need a blessing, I need somebody to bring a blessing into my life. Now, as I close this message this morning, I want to ask you a question. Several hundred people just a few moments ago said, "That's me, Pastor. I need a blessing." Has it occurred to you yet that you were sitting by somebody that raised their hand? Or did you just think, "I'm going to raise mine"? But did you realize that you were sitting by somebody who raised their hand? So how in the world can you get a blessing and help somebody else? One of the biggest blessings in life is being a blessing to somebody else. You know what I tell our staff guys sometimes? You know what I tell the ladies in the office sometimes? If you're feeling a little bit down and out, let's go to a nursing home and walk down the hallway and make a few visits. Let's go to the children's hospital and walk down the hallway and watch what you see. Let's go to the waiting room at the coronary care unit or the ICU unit and just watch what's happening there. You really want to be a blessing? You get a blessing. You really want to be somebody for Christ? Then you develop a crowd-resistant mentality. You don't have to listen to the voice of this world. There's another voice in the mix. You develop a one-track mind. Look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Set your target on things above, not on things on this earth, and press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You really want a blessing? You develop a weatherproof faith that says, rain or shine, good or bad, grievous or glorious, up or down, calm sea or stormy sea, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, just wholly lean on Christ, the solid rock. That's who will bless us in our lives when we turn to Him. And one thing in closing. You're either in a storm, just come out of one, or hold on because you're just going into one. That's what life is. That's why heaven's going to be so sweet and the absence of sin and the presence of the Savior is going to be so wonderful. But you don't have to be battered and storm-tossed. You can be blessed. But you can only be blessed when you lean not on your own understanding and in all your ways acknowledge Him and allow Him to direct your pathway. May God bless you today, so much so that you become a blessing to somebody else. May He lead you so that you begin to lead others. May He touch you in such a way that your touch is an encouragement to somebody else. May He speak to you in such a way that your voice brings comfort to others. May God come upon you in such a powerful way that others see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Lord, we need a blessing because we want to be a blessing to others. So come now in might and power and in your Holy Spirit and pour out upon us a mentality that turns the world off so that we can listen to your voice. A mentality that looks only at your word and meditates upon it. A mentality that is not blown about by every situation and circumstance. Lord, bless us that we might bless others. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you stand, please? The greatest blessing of all is knowing Christ as a personal Savior. When our pastors come in a moment to the altar, if you've never trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we're going to ask you to come and take one of them by the hand and let them just pray with you and share with you the blessing that comes through trusting Christ. Maybe your membership is elsewhere and God has spoken to you about becoming a part of Central Church. You not only need a strong faith, you need a strong fellowship to be a part of. And I'm going to ask you this morning, if you worship with us, if you enjoy the services here, if you love the people here, come and become a part of us. But maybe somebody hears today just have to say, I'm discouraged, I've been defeated, I'm depressed, I'm down, I'm out. I've been blown about by whatever circumstance that life sent my way, and I just really do need a blessing. If you want to find a place to pray or somebody to pray with, these next moments belong to you to seek from Him what only He can do in your life. Pastors, come while we sing together.
Just as I am.